This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Under President Obama, U.S. relations with Cuba saw a considerable warm-up, including new airline flights between Tampa and Havana. But now, with the election of Donald Trump as president, questions are raised about how the relationship between the two countries might change. USF Sarasota Manatee recently marked International Education Week with a panel discussion on Cuba, its future, and how the two sides might get along moving forward. The USF Sarasota Manatee Global Engagement Office had been planning the event since March, but panel moderator, USFSM Associate Professor of History, Dr. Jonathan Perry, said the focus had to be adjusted a week before the event when Trump won the presidential election.
President Obama is associated with this Cuba opening. Part of what I wanted to show was that it actually precedes President Obama. This concept is bigger than just the past 8 years.
Panelists focused on a trio of issues: the history of U.S.-Cuba relations, Cuban arts and literature, and business and tourism possibilities. Dr. Harry E. Vanden is a professor of Latin American Studies and Political Science at USF's Tampa campus. He examined the historical ties between the two countries, particularly focusing on Tampa.
We have a great many ties. Jose Marti was even here. Part of the Cuban Revolution of 1895 was organized from Tampa, supported by cigar workers.
While some conservatives might push Trump to break relations President Obama established with Cuba, Vanden noted that Trump may focus more on the economic possibilities.
He is a businessman. We'll talk to other business people. We'll talk to the United States Chamber of Commerce, and we'll see that there are tremendous economic opportunities for him and for American business in Cuba and for companies like his, and he might want to encourage that. So that's another possibility.
Johannes Werner agrees. The editor of the Miami-based online business news site, Cuba Standard, says while removing trade barriers with the U.S. could greatly improve Cuba's economic strength, opening the country up further could also be a boon for a number of American industries. Some, like hotels, cruise lines, and airlines, have already expanded into Cuba. At the moment, however, he's not exactly sure what a Trump presidency means for relations with Cuba, but he believes the Cuban people are looking at the change with optimism.
Essentially, what they hope is that the status quo will be maintained. In other words, the small openings that were created by the Obama administration should continue, might continue from the Cubans' perspective.
Werner also points to February 2018 as a greater potential turning point. That's when Raul Castro is expected to end his last term as Cuban president.
This is going to create a moment of transition that Cuba is already preparing for right now, and it is opening a moment of opportunity to change policy in Washington as well.
USF Tampa professor of Latin American literature, Dr. Madeline Camara, was born in Cuba. She taught at the University of Havana before coming to the U.S. 24 years ago. She points out that arts and literature need to be considered alongside things like business when Americans look at other countries.
What I don't like to see is the subordination, like this come later, let's go and travel to Cuba, make business, and well, we can get informed about literature. No, no, no. You have to previously know who is Cuba. Cuba is that island that is still a promise, so you have to reach for that.
And even though she sometimes goes years without speaking to her family still in Cuba, Camara says principle means she will not buy an expensive visa that would allow her to go back to her native land just yet.
I'm a Cuban citizen. I will come back to my country when I just get a plane and be there. So I'm waiting for that day. I will wait more than 20 years, so that doesn't make a change to be a little bit more.
We covered the panel discussion for a recent University Beat show on WUSF-TV. You can find a link to that on our webpage, WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.